I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, August 12. Coming up, over 2 million tourists visit Jamaica in the first half of 2016. New Wortley Home for Girls to be constructed and JP Foods to upgrade its facilities. The news in detail after this message.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, including infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are e-learning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.
Now the news. Jamaica welcomed over 2 million visitors during the first half of 2016, raking in $1.3 billion in earnings. This is an increase of 7.5%, with over 1 million stopover arrivals, up 2.5%, and over 900,000 cruise passengers, an increase of 14.2% over last year. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says Jamaica is firmly on the path to welcoming 4 million visitors for 2016.
Especially when the preliminary numbers for July have shown the largest July in the history of tourism in Jamaica, where we brought in, without the Jamaican nationals or the diaspora, 211,000, which is a 4% increase over last year. When the diaspora is added, it will perhaps equal June's 6%.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at a special Linkages Network strategy session in Kingston recently. The United States and the United Kingdom remain Jamaica's strongest markets. JP Tropical Foods will be upgrading its facilities over the next 2 years as part of efforts to support government's thrust to further develop the agriculture sector. General Manager for the Commercial Division of JP Tropical Foods, Neil Crum-Ewing, says the $1.4 million upgrade will include extension of the pineapple farm, construction of a multipurpose packing house, and expansion of JP's commercial operations.
We're in the process of building a new multipurpose pack house, which will handle the additional volumes in pineapples and new additional crops that we're doing, such as sweet potato and some others to come, and to really improve our quality chain.
Mr. Crum-Ewing was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. He says over 200 acres of land will be cultivated to significantly increase pineapple production and make the fruit available throughout the year. Ground has been broken for the construction of a new building to house the Wortley Home for Girls on Constant Spring Road in St. Andrew. 19 wards of the state were left homeless last year after a fire completely destroyed the 98-year-old building. Food for the Poor FFP Jamaica has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Anglican Diocese of Jamaica and the Cayman Islands to spearhead construction of the facility at a cost of $46 million.
They have raised about $33 million on their own, and Food for the Poor has fundraised overseas and has raised approximately $13 million to cover the shortfall. We will start construction once we get the approvals, which should be any time now, and we expect to finish the construction early January, February 2017.
Chairman of Food for the Poor Jamaica, Andrew Mafood. The new building will significantly expand the capacity of the home to include more dorms, a sick bay, study room, community foyer, and one additional room for supervisors. And the Ministry of National Security has embarked on a strategic plan to focus on crime prevention among youth over the long term. State Minister Senator Pernell Charles Jr. says the program will engage youth in juvenile detention in rehabilitative activities to ensure they do not commit another offense.
We have embarked on a strategic plan that will see us educating and empowering the youth with a view to preventing them from getting involved in any criminal activity. The greatest investment is going to be more valuable if we can prevent people from getting into the system.
Mr. Charles was speaking recently at a youth summer day camp at Church on the Rock in Kingston. The camp, which runs from August 8 to 12, will engage 700 young persons aged 10 to 18 years from several communities in Western Kingston, St. Andrew and St. Catherine, to equip them with life and social skills through sports, visual and performing arts, and rap sessions. The camp is hosted by Church on the Rock Foundation and the Community Safety and Security Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.